Do you want to ride my big train?
We'll be right back. sit beside the breakfast table, think about your troubles, pour yourself a cup of tea, then think about the bubbles. You can take your teardrops and drop them in a teacup, take them down to the riverside and throw them over the side to be swept up by a current, then taken to the ocean to be eaten by some fishes who were eaten by some fishes and swallowed by a whale who grew so old he decomposed. He died and left his body to the bottom of the ocean. Now everybody knows that when a body decomposes, the basic elements are given back to the ocean, and the sea does what it ought to, as soon as salty water. Cause it tastes just like a teardrop, and it comes out from a faucet which is just about to bubble.
Surprise! Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of In You All Along. My name is Pete. I will be with you for the rest of this hour here on WMFO in Medford. I hope you're all enjoying this chilly, dark morning. I know I am. It's always nice to be up before the traffic. Looking out the window, I can do a live traffic report of the intersection of College Ave and Boston Ave is deserted. You just heard you just heard Nobody Told Me by John Lennon. John Lennon left this earth on December 8th of 1980. Let's see, how many years ago was that? That was 36 years ago. Wow. That was a big day for me because the Beatles were one of the first rock and roll bands, if not the first rock and roll band, whose albums I ever had. And the day that John Lennon died, I took out my copy of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band and I opened it up and I tried to figure out which one was him. There's a relevant lesson to these times in that day, at least in my experience of it. I was 7 years old at the time, and I watched the news coverage as the news was trickling in. You know, they reported he'd been shot. No one knew exactly what had happened. They brought him to the hospital. And then they had reported that he died. There was a hysterical woman on the sidewalk that they were interviewing who, when they asked her, she said, "It's not true. John Lennon isn't dead. He can't be dead. He's not dead." And I said, well, there you go. He's not dead. And I went and told everyone in my family, John Lennon's not dead. Someone just said it on TV. And I was 7 years old, which the lesson behind which is, if you take unsubstantiated information that you don't know the source of, that you have done nothing to vet or back up, and you go repeating it like it's truth, then you're acting like a seven-year-old. So, there you go. Little life lesson from Uncle Pete. Before that, we had Think About Your Troubles by Harry Nilsson from the amazing album The Point, fun for all ages. And that was preceded by Without You, a cover of Harry Nilsson's, probably his biggest hit. I believe a Grammy winner back in the early 70s. That was covered by the Faith Healers from their excellent Peel Sessions album from 1994. That was preceded by The Unband with Nothing You Can Do, You're No Superhero from the Hotel Massachusetts compilation of Western Massachusetts bands of the Bay State hotel scene of Northampton in the 1990s. And we started off with Big Train by Mike Watt from his Ball Hog or Tugboat album from 1995. Right now, I'm talking over Something for Nothing by MFSB. MFSB were the kind of in-house band for, I believe, Philadelphia International Records, kind of analogous to the Funk Brothers or the Wrecking Crew. Their credits are on many, many hit albums. This is an instrumental album all of their own called Love is the Message. You probably know them from the Soul Train theme song, which is also on this album. There are a lot of great hits on there. I highly recommend it. Moving right along, because you're not paying to hear me talk. And as I like to say, you're not paying at all. So, we're going to move right on to Lee Hazlewood. It's turning into a habit of mine to play a lot of Lee Hazlewood, but I have something like 21 of his albums, so that's what you get. Sorry, folks. This one is called Poor Man. Poor Man was a song that will bring me back to driving across the desert. Remember when I said I wasn't going to keep talking? Well, I was driving across the desert in the middle of Nevada with my brother-in-law, Luis, as we were moving him back to the East Coast, or not back to the East Coast, to the East Coast. So this one, I guess, is dedicated to my trip across the country with Luis. This is Poor Man.
I'm just a poor man with a heart full of love. I'm just a poor man with a heart full of love. I'm just a poor man with a heart full of love, just for you, just for you. One year tomorrow since I cut Billy down. He was your lover, and I cut Billy down. One year tomorrow since I cut Billy down. Cut him down.
Sky. From Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some fags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
Because there's nothing else to do.
Things that you do because you think that poor is cool.
Like a dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you. Look out.
They'll tear your insides out because everybody hates a tourist.
Everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath.
But still.
climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah. You'll never live like common people.
You'll never do.
You'll never do what common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
Okay, everybody. We just heard from William Shatner in his incredibly impassioned cover of Pulp's Common People, one of my favorite covers of all time. I won't say it's better than the original, but she sure does bring it all his own energy. Before that, we had Folk Implosion with Chain to the Moon featuring Mia Doy Todd. And before that, we had Fink's very unusual cover of the Kraftwerk staple Autobahn. And we started out the set, as I mentioned, with Poor Man by Lee Hazelwood. I felt for an instrumental bed behind this break, this back announcement. Nothing could quite be as appropriate as the Star Trek fight music. We could all use a little Star Trek fight music in our life these days. I feel like we're all sort of circling around waiting to see who's going to make the next move. My next move is a public service announcement on emergency preparedness, because you can never be too prepared.
Okay, gang, so chances are there'll never be an emergency ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So who's gonna do what? Anyone? Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone. Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
that I won't be that wrong anymore. And maybe I've learned this time. I hope that I find what I'm reaching for, the way that it is in my mind. Someday I'll get over you. I'll live to see it all through, but I'll always miss dreaming my dreams with you. But I won't let it change me, not if I can. I'd rather believe in love and give it away as much as I can to those that I'm fondest of. Someday I'll get over you. I'll live to see it all through, but I'll always miss dreaming my dreams with you.
Dropping out of school, breaking daddy's heart.
Okay, everybody, real quick. You just heard Myriad Harbor from the New Pornographers from their album Challengers. Before that was The Figs with Slow Down from their 94 release Lo-Fi at Society High. Before that, Yola Tango with Sugar Cube from sometime around that same time. Waylon Jennings came before that with one of my favorite Waylon Jennings songs, where he steps out of his renegade persona and with Dreaming My Dreams With You. And we started the set with Bush League All-Stars, SSE, Somehow, Somewhere, Everyone. And that does it for this week's episode of NU All Along. My name's Pete.